Hello friends, this is Krishnaveni, Department of Computer Application, SFA College, Sivakasi. Now, I am going to teach you a topic on software engineering. The topic is quality and productivity factors. Development and maintenance of high quality software requires technical and managerial skills. Software quality and programmer productivity can be improved by improving the process to develop and maintaining some software factors. The factors are individual ability, team communication, systematic approach, etc. The first one is individual ability. Production and maintenance of software products are labor-intensive activity, so it largely depends on the individual ability. There are two aspects in ability. One is general competence of programmers and another one is familiarity in particular application area. So lack of familiarity with the application area can result to lower productivity and poor quality. The second factor is team communication. Many of the recent innovations have the goals of making software more visible and improving communication. Increasing product size results in decreasing programmer productivity. So, the author Brooks has observed the number of communication paths among the programmers grow as n into n minus 1 by 2. Here, n is number of programmers on the team. Thus, increasing the number of team members increase the number of communication paths. Good communication improves the quality of software. Next one is product complexity. There are three levels of product complexity: application programs, utility programs, and system level programs. Application programs include scientific and data processing routines. Utility programs include compilers, assemblers, linkage editors, and loaders. System programs include data communication packages and real-time program and OS routines. So the utility programs can be produced at a rate 5 to 10 times and application programs at a rate of 25 to 100 times that of system programs. The effort required to develop and maintain a software product is non-linear function of product size and complexity. Another one is appropriate notations. Good notations can clarify the relationship and interactions among the software units, while poor notations complicate and interfere with good practices. Programming languages provide concise notation for the implementation phase of software development. Appropriate notations provide vehicles of communication among the project and introduce the possibility of using automated software tools. The last factor is systematic approaches. In every field, there are certain procedures and techniques are followed. The field of software engineering is in its infancy. It should follow many procedures and techniques. A single approach will not adequate to cover all situations, but there are many systematic approaches are followed in software development to improve the quality of software very much.